podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Chewy, busy man over the weekend, weren't you?
Yeah, I was DJing at the for the Chevrolet busing, the up in Mountaintop. They do a lot of the special need vans and the buses up there, and it's really incredible. It was a great time. Thank you so much for Carol and her daughter Nikki for having me come on out. Me and Amanda, we played. Mm-hmm. They sent us home with so much stuff. They sent us home with food and beer.
Wait
and
a minute, you take stuff from people if they offer it to you when you're DJing a wedding or a party?
Yes. normally I say no, but then they handed me beer and I was like, absolutely. And peanut butter pie. I was in. Wow. I was all in. But it was great. The food was great. It was a lot of great people. I was very happy to meet them. It was really awesome. But it got me asking the questions. Because mm-hmm. you said that you go and drive one of the buses.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't think I'm allowed to. I said, I think you need a CDL. And I thought, maybe you don't need a CDL. Do you? I don't know. I thought you needed a CDL to drive the SkyPad, and then that guy drove it into the tunnel.
Yeah, a lot of guys drove it into the tunnel.
And ruined the SkyPad.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I don't know if you need a CDL or not. So we started asking around, and we got a message in from our friend Danielle, who said, yeah, you do need a CDL. And then we had some people that were calling in, and I asked Froggy 101, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Lynn-Ann.
Hello, Lynn-Ann. Do you have the answer for Chewy here?
I do. You need a CDL to drive the school buses. Uh-oh. But not the vans.
Oh, okay. So I could just hop in a van and drive.
You need the clearances, but you don't need the CDL.
Oh, there you go.
Straight
to
there,
Chewy.
You need the CDL for the actual buses.
I don't think I would be that great of a bus driver.
I am a bus driver. I've been driving school bus and vans for 23 years.
Yeah. So are you one of the nice bus drivers, or were you like mine when I was in school that always yelled at me?
It depends.
Yeah.
I was never doing anything wrong. My bus driver just was mean. I don't even know what her name was. She was very mean.
I don't yell for no reason. My big pet peeve is you got to sit down.
Oh, see, I always sat down. I always fall asleep. It's probably yelling at me for snoring, if anything.
Well, we appreciate the call. Thanks for letting us know, and have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye.
Love you guys.
Froggy 101, good morning.
Doc, I want to tell you guys, you do need a CDL to drive a school bus.
Oh, Chewy, you can't drive a school bus.
The other thing is a lot of buses have air brakes now, so you have to have an air brake restriction off of there, too.
Oh, boy. Now we're learning stuff.
So it's been that way for several years. A bus is a Class B. Okay.
Well, now let me ask a question, because you sound like the kind of guy that would know the answer to this question. So if I bought a bus and I converted it into an RV, do I need a CDL?
That runs into a whole different category. We all dispute that. The guys that have CDL licenses, because a lot of them do not make them get CDLs for that reason, for RV. Is a different class. But being as titled as a school bus, you'd probably run into a problem. You'd probably have to get a retitle, more likely, you know?
Okay. So, see, I'm learning. Not that I ever plan on doing this, but...
But the other thing is that if you did do that, it's not that anybody stops you from driving it unless you get stopped. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's the whole, it's not illegal till you get caught type thing.
Right. Exactly. And I love your guys' show. We listen to you all the time, man. You're fantastic.
Thank you so much. We appreciate the call. And what did we learn from that whole thing?
That I can't drive a bus.
No, you do.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.